You got the rock in your hand. You're under pressure, son. You better sink this J,
or your team is done.
I got a little story about some basketball. When it comes to my player, are you wreck or not? But wait just a minute and listen first, as I get some shit off my chest and I finish this verse. Let me start with you cheesers. Y'all should just fade. With LaMarcus on quick, hitting threes all day. With you cowboy hat, you might be the worst. Wearing them puffy ass jackets, man, you almost be cursed. Then there's the manual pajamas with the jump shot of poo. I bet it's Kyle Korver. That would make sense, dude. But enough about apparel that will get you in trouble. Just stand on up and do that 2K shuffle.
There you be, there you be. You just spent 3 seconds in the key, but you can do that here because it's the NBA 2K Shuffle and you can do whatever you want. My name is Michael Parr, aka J Parr Swish, aka Jump Shot Jesus. I am your MV3. And with me today is Max McDonald, who just happens to be the Baron of Blocks and Boards. Max, what up?
Slam Squad, Duke Beast Mode, all the usual stuff. I am doing well. How are you doing this evening, morning, whatever it is, sir?
I am well done. I think that we have
issues. You're well done?
I'm well done. I mean, I was a little rare earlier, but I'm about well done now. On today's show, we are going to be talking about badges, and I would love to elaborate on what exactly we'll be talking about, but I don't know. Max, why don't you share a little bit of information with the good boys and girls at home listening to the 2K Shovel?
Yes, sir. I wanted to really get into badges for an episode and share some of the wealth of knowledge. In my experience with the community, a lot of people have no idea what badges do. Other people have misconceptions about what the badges do. And even people who know what the badges do still don't necessarily realize what exactly they're doing. So that's part of what I want to get into. And then we can get into a little bit more depth about how you earn certain badges, you know, which badges I think are super important and which are not, and just kind of go from there.
Sounds good. Sounds good. So where do you want to start on this journey of badge genius?
So I guess we'll just start with the basics. So like I said, a lot of people have misconceptions / don't even know what badges do. The badges at large are basically based on percentages. So using Pick and Roll Maestro as an example, if you're the ball handler with Pick and Roll Maestro, you use a pick, whether it's a roll or a fade. You come around that pick, you have a better percentage chance of making that shot. You have an easier time of greening the shot, and on a non-green, your percentage is increased. Also, on that particular badge, you make more accurate passes on the roll or the throwback to the fade. But that's that specific example. But largely, like I'm saying, the percentages are what you're helped with. You know, if you have pick and roller and you're the roll guy, when you catch the ball, you have a better percent chance of making that shot. Every badge is somewhere, depending on the level, between 2-5%. I mean, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it actually is. You know, especially when you start talking about shooting percentages in this game, even though they're raised, you know, I mean, you have a good shooting day. It's about 60% still. And if you have a 5% chance, better chance to make a shot, you know, that's a big deal. So that's largely where we're at there. You know, and then there's a lot of misconceptions about certain badges in general. Let's go to Relentless Finisher, because that's one of the biggest ones that I see a lot of people not correctly assessing what it does. Most people think that Relentless Finisher is a badge that helps you with finishing and helps you to finish through contact and helps you to, you know, make contact layups and things like that. Not true, actually. Relentless Finisher, it has more to do with your energy and the ability to finish, I shouldn't say finish through contact, but to more so initiate the contact. And I'll put it this way. So if you have Relentless Finisher and you take contact on the shot, your energy won't get drained as much by doing that. It's similar to Tireless Score. The badge allows you to take contact without, you know, take physical punishment, as it says, without, you know, the energy drop and being able to go through that in your animation. But the badge that you actually want to be able to make a contact layup is Acrobat. That badge allows you to do change layups better. That badge allows you to finish through contact better. That is how the badge has pretty much always been in 2K, and that is how the badge still works today. A lot of people just look at Relentless Finisher and think, oh, that's, you know, that's the badge for doing it. And it's a little bit misleading because 2K is very unclear in their badge descriptions, and they never publish an official guide on how to earn badges or what exactly they do. That's kind of why we're discussing this today a little bit. I want to share some of the knowledge that I have with people. So that's just kind of the beginning of what I've had to say, but I'm going to ask you if you have any questions about what I've said so far or anything you want to talk about.
Yeah, I slightly disagree a little bit. I feel like Relentless Finisher helps you finish your layup through initiated contact. Like, I don't know if your contact initiating or the person engaging in the block attempt or whatever, but I feel that that badge in particular, anybody who wants to take the ball to the rack in any kind of way, that's something you need to get, because you do notice the difference, even on bronze. Now, am I mistaken, or is it just slashers and athletic finishers that can hoff it?
Point guard, shooting guard, and small forward get Relentless Finisher. Athletic finishers, so power forwards and centers, do not get that badge in 2K's Infinite Wisdom. But what you're saying is valid about Relentless Finisher, but I just want to clarify for people that there actually is a difference in those two badges, and it's not doing exactly what you think it's doing. Like you said, it helps you to kind of go to the rim, but it's not posterizer, because it's not allowing you to dunk over people better. But it's also not Acrobat, because Acrobat is the one that's going to let you make the contact layups. It's really just a badge that kind of allows you to run to the basket and press X to try to go through people. Raining in Madden, the trucking. It's almost like a trucking badge or trucking rating.
Yeah, and I think you bring up a valid point before and kind of added to it a little bit, like with Acrobat and with Posterizer in combination with Relentless Finisher, definitely helps. It's definitely something that's going to bring your game to the next level. You'll have fewer missed layups. You'll be able to dunk. And keep in mind, your driving dunk isn't what's going to be affected. It's going to be your contact dunks. If you have that ability to equip those with Relentless Finisher, that's going to let you do the most posterization that you possibly can in pro-am games and in the park.
Yeah. Do you have another badge you want to discuss?
I'm just kind of thinking that there are badges in the game that, regardless of your archetype, that you need to get.
You make a good point, because your sharpshooter, for instance, once you got Relentless Finisher and Acrobat and those badges, you started finishing decently well at the rim. Granted, you're not gonna just go through people with that archetype, but you have a lot more success there as a sharpshooter.
Yeah, definitely. And Relentless Finisher, if you have any kind of, I mean, if you're playing park, you're going to get the opportunity to go to the rack. So Relentless Finisher, that kind of stuff is something you should go for. Badges that are necessary for all archetypes, even on the bronze level, will just make your player infinitely better. Now, I kind of feel like with you and I and our group of immediate friends, the first badge we all get is pickpocket. Regardless of where we're at, we're just hounding that point guard on rookie, you know, getting them swipes and then getting that bronze pickpocket, which does help a lot. Now, what in your opinion, as far as, I know you've made two lockdown defenders and you've done that whole badge grind. Of the Lockdown Defender Hall of Fame badges, do any of those badges apply on bronze for everyone that would you recommend them getting? And if so, what's the most important?
Good question on most important, but I think they would all apply. I think, honestly, you want to get as many badges as possible. All of these badges, like I was saying, they're a percentage thing. The game runs on numbers, and when you have a badge, it tilts the numbers a little bit more in your favor. You have a better percent chance of something happening, you know, whatever the badge is related to, happening in your favor. So when you put it that way, you look at Defensive Stopper. Defensive Stopper, even on bronze, is a huge badge to have, because it lowers the offensive ratings of your direct matchups. But it also, on the higher levels at least, drops the badge levels of your opponent that you're guarding. And these things are huge. Even on bronze, all I have to do is basically stand there contesting someone, and they're going to shoot an air ball. But if you kind of have a late contest or just stand there, whatnot, without that badge, people can shoot over you still. So that's definitely a badge that's worth having. Pickpocket's just easy enough to get, but, you know, that's also a badge where you can trigger the pickpockets. Chase down artist is useful, but not necessary. Charge card is irrelevant in the park, but very useful in pro-am. You can really get charges on people in pro-am with that badge. And having pick dodger is useful because it allows you to, as it says, dodge those picks a lot better. Even on bronze, it allows you to do that. Now, pick dodging is a whole separate art that we can get into sometime when we get into some gameplay tips and discussions, but you know, that's a useful badge. There are a lot of, like I said, you want to earn as many badges as possible because they just help you in those percentage and the numbers game.
You know, I don't mean to humble brag, but on all my archetypes, I get pick dodger not even trying for it, so thank you.
You know, that's one of my least favorite badges to earn is why he's saying that, but I don't know, man.
I just look, I'm like, wait, I didn't try for this, and I haven't. It's like, great. Now, the reason I bring this up is because every other non-defensive archetype has like a mid-70s rating at best, but every player has to play defense when you're playing. And I feel like, you know, the badges that Max just spoke about are very good badges to get. I'll tell you one thing about having played with you a bunch of times and other lockdown defenders. You get those Hall of Fame badges. They aren't very, how can I put this? Like, okay, I'm a sharpshooter and I can do corner specialist Hall of Fame, and a lot of people can do it and it works for everybody the same. But I feel like, especially with the lockdown defenders, even people that get the Hall of Fame badges, it doesn't just simply apply from one person to the other as far as being good. Like, you get a tremendous amount of swipes in pro-am and at the park with your lockdown defenders, whereas I've played with lockdown defenders that aren't that good at swiping, but, you know, at the same time, they might be good at stopping drives and what have you. So I feel like those defensive badges, definitely, if you are making a player you're going to play a lot with, throw those badges on your list of things to get.
Yeah, they definitely help. And yeah, it really depends on your play style. I mean, like you say, you know, just having a badge isn't going to make you be able to do something, but it will help you. Like you said, you know, like we touched on your sharpshooter with the relentless finisher and such. You know, these badges, that's really what I wanted to get across today, was how these badges are impacting the numbers behind the game. And people think, oh, I just try to get posterized and I'm just going to dunk on people more. But what it is it's affecting the percent chance that you get an animation for that. Or, like I mentioned, you know, pick and roll maestro, when you go over that pick and so your defender gets caught on it, you have a better percent chance to make that shot. Or, like, what's a badge that's not common? Uncommon, I guess, would be the word.
Deep range Deadeye.
Yeah, so deep range Deadeye. When you get that badge, it raises your percent chance that you're going to make a contested shot on a late closeout. It's not just, oh, I can shoot in people's face every time. It's more so, it's all about the numbers game. And people just don't seem to really conceptualize that very well, from my experience on, you know, within the community, talking to people. You know, I know a lot of the major players, you know, looking on Reddit, looking on YouTube, or, you know, anywhere that people are discussing all these different things, they don't necessarily understand how the system works, how it is a game, and within that game there is coding, and within that coding is how the game works. And how the game works is every shot you take, there is a percent chance it goes in. Every animation that you have, there is a percent chance that animation ends in event A or event B. Like the baseline, going along the baseline where you kind of run into the guy and he kind of strips you and it you know, goes out of bounds thing, there's a percent chance that happens based on the buttons you press. You know, there's an outcome where you get the foul call. You know, I know, how many times do we have people say, well, I was just holding left trigger, and where they get the little driving animation where the guy, they're playing defense, and the offensive guy had the driving animation where he just gets a foul, where it was kind of like the reach over, the get offender kind of thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And people just bitch and complain about that, but it's just, it's an algorithm. So who is an algorithm? It's animation, and it's percent chances that these things are happening. And that's what it all runs on. So that just play into that.
For a brief moment there, I thought you were going to break into the police hit Every Breath You Take, because you're like, every shot you take, every time. Okay, all right. Let's get in. Or you're getting the Puff Daddy version when Biggie died. But one thing I think that sorely goes underutilized in the game is the power of Hall of Fame to Hall of Fame, especially on offense. Like Hall of Fame dimer to Hall of Fame corner specialist, Hall of Fame lob city passer to Hall of Fame lob city finisher. I think one of their goals in the game was to get people to get the best kind of play out of those top badges, and you really don't see it that much. Like, I feel like, especially offensively, like, things are way underutilized.
Yeah, I would agree. A couple things about what you just said. The Hall of Fame version of badges over the gold version of badges is a huge difference. It's essentially, I mean, these numbers aren't exact, but it's like if you have a bronze badge, it's like, you know, a percent and a half or something like that, or a percent, you know, added. If you have a silver badge, it's like 1.7 to 2. I don't remember the exact numbers anymore. And a gold badge is about 2.5. And a Hall of Fame badge is like 5% added. I mean, it depends on the exact badge and what the exact numbers are. But for instance, with Hall of Fame dimer, like you said, that's a 5% chance added on a pass that your teammate will make the shot if it results in an assist. So then you add in Hall of Fame corner specialist. We all know with corner specialists that it's super easy to green shots from the corner. But even on a non-green, you're getting a huge percentage boost that shot will go in. And it's just so useful to have these badges and to make use of them in their correct fashion.
Absolutely. And especially at the pro-am level, you know, that can make or break games based on how you play. And I know we've talked about our wish list, but I wanted to run something by you because I thought about it and it's popping in my head now. Take the point guard position. Your playmaker is the only position that can get Hall of Fame dimer, okay? How would you feel if every other point guard position could earn Hall of Fame dimer, but let's say they had to get 1,200 assists in 3 seasons inside their career? So they have to work a little bit harder than the playmaker, but they still have the ability to get it.
You know, I think that could be an interesting idea. How do I put it? People don't like that your player seems like a role player. They point to the ratings. If you put the same ratings of your player on a creative player, he's only about an 82 or whatever, and those different things. So when you add those extra badges, they could really help. So I think in addition with your idea, say a sharpshooter point guard has his normal badges, but then he could still earn other Hall of Fame badges by doing what you're saying, by putting in that much extra work. He could earn more badges. That could be something to incentivize people playing more of career. And putting in work earns you more badges and things. But that's a decent idea. I don't know how great it would be, because people would end up working that hard. And then you'd have people with heavy amounts of Hall of Fame badges. And maybe that's not where you're going with that, but that's kind of where I went with it. But, it's a decent idea.
Well, I just feel it's like one of the badges where, you know, you want to be able to get the ball to the people you play with. But, I mean, if you're a point guard, why should you be penalized for picking another archetype? I mean, look at Russell Westbrook. I think he fits best into the shot creator type. He triple-doubles. Well, if you're looking at the different archetype with shot creator,
he's a slasher.
Yeah, but you always see him run up and do those pull-up off to the side mid-range shots and stuff like that where you can't, I don't know. Look, just for the sake of argument, I'm just saying that this, but like he also averages a triple-double, so he should be able to get, and maybe if they did it so that it's only, you could earn one extra Hall of Fame badge and you get to pick what it is, but it's a real pain in the butt to get or something like that, where it's not just a huge stack, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it could be interesting. I think there's, you know, on that bead, I don't know what the phrase is. It's not mem.
Okay. I'll find the correct use at some point.
It's not on that note, though, either. I was going for on that. Along that grain? Along that, I don't know, man. this is the kind of thing that we get into. But along that line of thinking, I already forgot what we were talking about.
Well, all right, then let me interject a little bit here too. Now, talking about badges that everybody share and everybody should get, we've talked at great length about how great you are at rebounding, and I don't know how many of your archetypes actually have hustle rebounder. For all I know, none of them do.
I think only my power forward does. I haven't bothered to get it on like any of them.
Right. So being maybe a 1-3, should you even bother trying to get hustle rebounder? Do you think it's necessary, especially if you're not putting anything into your rebounding? It's one of those badges where on bronze, I haven't really, not many people get it and speak enough about it because it's rebounding. And I'm like, you know, certain people love rebounding and it's a great asset to have. But I'm never like, oh, dude, ever since I got bronze rebound, oh, blah, 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 blah. So how do you feel about what people should do as far as that badge and everybody getting it?
That badge is a definite badge. If you want to even try to help your team on the rebounds, which I think everyone should, but some people don't play. It just depends on your team makeup. But anyway, that badge is something you definitely want to get. It helps you, again, with the percentages of actually grabbing that board, regardless of having your rebounding rating. If you have that badge, you can actually grab rebounds better. I would still recommend having a high rebound rating if you're looking to rebound well, but it actually does make a large difference, that badge. Even though, like we just mentioned, I don't have it on. I only have it on one player. I just haven't bothered to. I have about 30 badges on every player, but I still have that badge.
So essentially,
grind.
The higher you are, the better.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, you said the higher rating you are, the better. And I was just kind of
You want a higher rebounding rating, but to be able to grab the rebound. But even, I'm saying even without the rebounding rating, you want to have that badge. I'm just not going to play into your little joke.
As you text me, blaze it up. Funny. So, which might play into the whole flat earth thing, because you are a flat earther. Now,
stop having people believe.
How about bronze dimer? I kind of feel everybody should have bronze dimer.
Yeah, you know, there are badges like that everyone should have. Honestly, every badge makes a difference, and every badge is worth it. But, bronze dimer is another one, because you just add that little boost to
a pass
that you make where that you would get an assist, little boost, a little, you're going to have to say it, but,
the boost.
Yeah. There we go. Shout out Mosley Tribe. But, that's another badge that's worth getting. So there's a badge that is misconstrued.
Where you're going.
Dimer does not help you make a more accurate pass. Dimer does not. Well, I also know what you're thinking, and I'm going to go on that too. But dimer does not help you make a more accurate pass. People think, well, I got dimer, and now I can throw better passes. No, your passing rating affects how well you're able to throw passes. Your position. I'll get into a whole passing clinic one day, but your positioning and how you press the ball and the buttons and how you press the buttons and which direction you're pressing and all that affects your passing. But dimer gives you a better percent chance of your teammate making the shot. It doesn't make you pass more accurately. And I think where we were going with that was, what the fuck's the badge called?
Breakstarter.
Yes, thank you. Breakstarter. Breakstarter does not make you throw more accurate passes. Your passing rating will have you make the accurate passes. What Breakstarter does is allows you to make more accurate long-range passes. It does affect that. But the problem with that badge is people grab a rebound and then press the button to throw the first person on the floor. Well, when you grab a rebound, you're still facing your own basket when you grab that rebound. And then you press that button and your player goes into the animation where he turns around and throws it over the person's head, and people bitch about how Breakstarter is broken. When in fact, all you have to do is turn around, take a step, and throw it. And I never throw the ball over people's head. I mean, I shouldn't say never because everything happens, you know, every now and then in 2K. But, I mean, when's the last time you saw me overthrow someone like that? I mean, it just doesn't happen because you just have to use the badges appropriately. I don't know. That's the whole separate thing that we've gotten into, but.
And avoid throwing to players that are running to the corners because it's going to go out of bounds almost every single time.
Yeah, it really depends on all of those things.
Just throw it to the point. Honestly, like, we play with people sometimes, and, like, I can't tell you how many times a game that happens, and the game is, like, close as can be, and if we didn't have those turnovers, man, it'd be, like, a world of difference.
Yeah, and honestly, even with break, I know people who have break starter and one-man fast break and dimer. We had this guy that we played with sometimes who's a center, who's the worst rebounding center we know, even though he's a glass cleaner. And then he's like, no, but I have break starter and dimer and one-man fast break. And he insists on bringing the ball all the way up the court and acting as a point center. And we're just like, dude, no. Like, just pass the ball to the point guard. You don't need
hey, it takes you 8 seconds to even almost get past half court, so that's risky. And B, the other team's defenses, it's like, holy, let's go mash the X button.
Yeah. It's just play smart basketball, man. But just name a couple of the bets that you think are most important, Mike.
In general or for me?
Both. If you want a moment to think about it, I can step in.
I'll say for in general, grab the dimer, pickpocket, very important.
Just called
relentless relentless finisher. And one that not a lot of people talk about, or they, I don't know if just people don't prioritize it a lot, but based on as much as they mess with the tuning and shooting, but the corner specialist pretty much for any position is important because you never know when you're going to find yourself in the corner. I mean, there was a good month and a half where glass cleaners were hitting threes from everywhere. So that's a pretty important badge. And for me personally, limitless range, catch and shoot, relentless finisher, posterizer, dimer are badges I can't live without. The mid-range Deadeye for sharpshooter, deep-range Deadeye was great, but they tuned those down. So assuming those stay the same, they are what they are. How about you?
Yeah, you know, you reminded me of one, catch and shoot. That's another example of the percentage thing. So like our Hall of Fame dimer to Hall of Fame corner specialist example, plus you have Hall of Fame catch and shoot, plus you have deep-range Deadeye if there's maybe a closeout, or just it just depends, but all of these badges will stack as well, and you just get the effects of all of them. So you really want to make the most of the badges and the opportunities that you're given, because if you're in catch and shoot as a not a good shooter, like a lockdown center or something, you're still going to be able to shoot pretty consistently, because if you get it off a dimer pass, and if you're playing with a playmaker, Hall of Fame dimer, off, you know, to catch and shoot, you're going to have a good chance at making those shots. So,
and if you're using a boost.
Yeah. For me, I would say, again, yeah, just catch and shoot is a good one. But Acrobat, for me, is probably my top badge. Acrobat is a big badge that people don't realize that. But go ahead and get Acrobat if you don't have it. Dimer is huge. Pickpocket is useful because you can get the pickpocket animations to trigger more when you have a pickpocket badge, or, you know, the higher levels especially. I'll go ahead and say defensive stopper, because you can kind of just even stand near some people sometimes. So, you know, those are the badges I always look to get. I'm always looking to get difficult shots, especially this year on my player. Difficult shots and powerless score are two huge badges. Difficult shots is taking off the dribble shots. And again, I mean, I've said it probably 20 times this episode, but, you know, the percentage is increased when you do it. And it's not even just that. It makes it easier to get green release shots on those as well. So that's how the badge is impacted. But, you know, difficult shots to have a score are two great ones to get. And that's, you know, it's about all the ones I can think of off the top of my head real quick. But, just to kind of wrap it up, I think I'll just talk a little bit about my team as it relates to the badges. Everything we've said in this episode applies on my team as far as how the badges affect everything. But, you know, because I look at people all the time, you know, wondering should I put this badge on this player, or should I do, you know, what should I do with these guys? Use the badge that will affect that player. And then if you have an extra slot for that player and you want to make him a bit more versatile, add another badge. You know, you can put Bruiser on Magic Johnson, or you could put Catch and Shoot on Yao Ming, and he's going to hit some shots for you. Or you can put, you know, some
Who is Chow Ming?
Ming Yao. But
are you okay? Did you hear yourself?
He's a big player. There's a Pink Diamond version. You know what? I don't even remember anymore. But there's a good version of Yao Ming on my team that a lot of people use. So that's why I brought him up. But, you know, you want to put badges on players that apply to those players and what they do for you. You want to, you know, you want to put Hustle Rebounder on one of those bigs. On all your bigs, you probably want to put Hustle Rebounder. It'll have them chase those rebounds and be able to grab rebounds at better percentages. You want to put Dimer on any of your players passing the ball. On most of your players, if you can, I would recommend Dimer. For anybody that you're going to have driving the rack, you want, you know, Acrobat, Relentless Finisher, those kinds of badges, Posterizer if he's that kind of player. But, you know, put Catch and Shoot on one of your slashing players, and he's going to be able to shoot better. You know, figure out how you like to play, and then put the appropriate badges on players like that, and it'll work out for you like that.
100% agree.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, that was a lot of information on badges. I'm sure we'll have some more tutorials and talks
about badges. We will, in fact. If you ever have any badge questions, just let us know on Twitter or, you know, any questions for the badge expert, Matt. But, you know, if you ever want to know how to earn a badge, I mean, there's tutorials online and whatnot, but if you ever have a real question about a badge or what a badge really does, you know, there's some misconceptions about it or whatever, you know, we didn't get into a whole lot of them today, but, you know, I definitely know what all these badges actually do and how they're really affecting you. So it's all those percentages and things like that. So let us know if you have any questions.
And you can direct that at NBA 2K Shuffle on Twitter. So folks, hug your mom, tip your waitresses, hell, even hug a stranger. We'll catch you next time on the 2K Shuffle.
I'm out, this bitch.